All right. Hello, Divine Ones. This is Reverend Ann Preswell of Divinely Intuitive Business. We are here for the Divine New Moon Tapping Call, June 2020, and we are in an incredible time in our history. So looking at your intentions and what you want to create, what you want to create personally, what you have an intention of creating energetically in your business and in your personal life, I hope you took a little bit of time to do that, to get a sense of what you want, particularly what you are hoping to create, so that we can do the work, the energy work. You know, sometimes we think about, well, what is it that we want to create? And we think about only in relationship to our businesses or, you know, things that we're not having that we don't have right now. But I also think that it's important to have that list include things that we do have right now that we want to continue having. So as you're thinking about what you want to create, just think about expanding it into more of what you have already and just declaring it and keeping it in your journal on an ongoing basis will make such a difference for you in recognizing all the ways in which you are manifesting. So setting your intentions and following through, this allows you to get more in alignment with that vision. And then it allows you to take the action you need to take to create that vision. And we're going to just do some tapping on the thoughts and the beliefs that maybe you have coming up around your ability to create what you want. So everybody take in a nice deep breath. And let's call in our guides and call in our angels. And so we say, thank you, thank you, thank you for this opportunity to be here, to be present, to be in this time, this sacred, powerful time right now. Thank you for guiding us through this. Thank you for helping us, for giving us the awareness of what is the right next step. We know that only love is spoken here. We know that the ahas and the downloads will continue to come each and every time beyond the call. And we say thank you. Thank you, thank you, and so it is. Even though this vision that I have is something I hold dear in my heart, these things that I'm asking for to be created seem to be kind of far away, at least some of them. They seem to be way further away than I would like them to be. And I wonder, is it even possible for me to create this? Is it even possible? Sometimes it feels so big, and sometimes it feels so hard, and sometimes it feels like so much. And I am kidding myself if I think for 2 seconds that I'm going to be able to do this. And that's scary. That's scary. So even though all of that feels true, it's okay. It's just a feeling, and it's just where I am. And out of that, I deeply and completely love and accept myself. I accept my feelings. I accept where I am in this moment, even though that feels hard. I still choose it. So starting at the top of your head, it feels hard to believe that this is just a piece of the journey between the eyes, that it is a place that I'm at rather than a truth. The side of the eyes. It feels rather arduous to believe that it could be any other way under the eyes, and yet I have hope. Under the nose, it feels strange to me to think that I could really create what it is I want. The chin, strange yet hopeful. collarbone strange, yet desirable. Under the arm, strange, but I want it. The wrist, I really do want it. The karate chop. This is my intention to create. It is my intention to create what I have written down, what I have in my heart, what I am feeling. It is my intention to create it. Top of the head. It is my intention. And it has been put there by the divine. This desire, this dream, this vision has been put there by the divine. A dream of a life that is filled with love. Side of the eyes. Filled with joy. Under the eyes. Filled with abundance. Under the nose. Filled with health. The chin. Filled with connection. Collarbone. That is my dream for my life. That is my dream for my business. Under the arm. To have healthy, happy relationships. The wrist. To have a healthy, happy body. The karate chop. To have a healthy, happy financial life. Top of the head. To have a healthy, happy business. Between the eyes. To have a healthy, happy project. Side of the eyes. To have a successful, completed project. Under the eyes. Whether that project is, under the nose, something in my personal life, the chin, or writing a book, collarbone, or a home project, under the arm, or a program that I'm putting together, the wrist, or a launch that I'm doing, the karate chop, whatever it is, I call in the energy of successful completion, of joyous, successful completion. Tap of the head. I call in the support that I need for that joyous, successful completion. I call in my finances, the finances that I need for that joyous, successful completion of my project. I call in the support that I need, technical, physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, whatever it is, I call it in for the joyous, successful completion of my project. I call in the energies that are there right now, looking to support me, that want to support me, clients who want to support me, clients who want to work with me, team members who want to support me, friends who want to support me. I call them in here and now. I call in those who have my highest good in their hearts, as well as their own. I call in this beautiful marriage, if you will, of collaboration and support. I call in the finances that I need. And if I have a fear that that won't happen, I let go of the fear and remember the truth. The truth being that I am being guided in each and every day, in all ways, always. I am being provided for in each and every day. In all ways, always. I am being protected in each and every day, in all ways. always. The truth that I am being lifted up and supported each and every day in all ways, always. And I accept this. I welcome it into my being. I receive it into my being. I allow it into my being so that what I have intended may be manifested. What I have intended may be brought into being, into the physical form, for not only my enjoyment, but for the enjoyment of many others. I claim my power here. In my connection with the divine, I claim ownership of my connection with the divine. I claim ownership of my vision. I know that it has been given to me in a sacred initiation, and I receive it as such. I receive it as such. And I say yes, 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 yes. And this is my truth. This is my truth. This is my truth. And so it is. Okay, nice deep breath, everybody. Go get your divine on, everyone. We'll see you on next month's call. Bye-bye.